It's Wednesday, the 2nd of October, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5pm news. The National Petroleum Corporation of Namibia has given an update on its efforts to become a leading energy company, according to Paulo Coelho, Manager of Marketing, Communications and Public Relations. NAMCO is focusing on financial restructuring, improving operations and accountability to strengthen its performance.
We've looked at some operational efficiencies and we've implemented several operational improvements, including an integration of the sales and marketing and supply and logistics departments. This move has streamlined our operations, reducing some redundancies and improving a coordination across the business. We've done some debt restructuring and strategic pricing on our products. We're looking at enhanced accountability and governance, and we've implemented a couple of rigorous consequence management measures to address our internal misconduct and our internal issue. We've also revised our upstream partnerships, and we've signed a farm-out agreement with Chevron, allowing Chevron to acquire an 80% working interest in Petroleum Exploration License 82 for about $5 million.
Air Connect Namibia has announced a third daily flight between Johannesburg and Windhoek starting on the 27th of October 2024. The Namibia Airport Company's Dan Kamati said the new service plans operated by SAA's A320 fleet will provide greater flexibility for both business and leisure travellers.
Departures from Osea Kutako International Airport daily will be at 8:30, 11:55 and 17:45. The new flight route reflects the growing demand for connectivity between the well-established Johannesburg and Windhoek route, supporting tourism, business collaborations and cultural exchanges.
Build One South Africa has urged the Government of National Unity to adopt a comprehensive plan for governance. They scored the government's first 100 days at 50% success rate, highlighting the lack of shared policy direction. BOSA leader Musi Maimane warns that policy deadlocks and growing divisions threaten the administration's stability.
It is quite clear that outside the executive, there's still a lot of work that must be done in being able to demonstrate to South Africans where the GNU goes in a country where more than half the citizens of this country are living below the upper poverty line. The GNU cannot just be a matter of getting along to go along.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Iran will pay after Iran fired around 180 missiles at Israel on Tuesday. The BBC reports that Iran said the barrage was in response to Israel's aggressive acts, including the killing of Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer has condemned Tehran's actions.
It cannot be tolerated. We stand with Israel. And we recognize her right to self-defense in the face of this aggression. Iran must stop these attacks, together with its proxies like Hezbollah. Iran has menaced the Middle East for far too long. Chaos and destruction brought not just to Israel, but to the people they live amongst in Lebanon and beyond.
And the U.S. vice presidential debate between Republican J.D. Vance and Democrat Tim Walz saw the two address divisive issues, including immigration, abortion, and the January 6 insurrection on Capitol Hill. Vance repeatedly criticized Vice President Kamala Harris on border security, while Walz lambasted former President Donald Trump on abortion rights.
I think this issue of settling our differences at the ballot box, shaking hands when we lose, being honest about it, but to deny what happened on January 6th, the first time in American history that a president or anyone tried to overturn a fair election and the peaceful transfer of power. And here we are 4 years later in the same boat.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.